Blog Talk Radio.
Now Peter,
Piper,
Pig, Peppers,
but run rock,
rhyme,
Humpty,
Dumpty,
fell
down,
that kid's hot,
time,
Jackie,
nimble,
what,
nimble,
and he was
quick,
but jam,
Matt,
mud,
Pastor
Jack,
or
J.D.
My
little Bo Peep, Cole, lost her cheek, and Rip Van Winkle fell a hell of sleep, and out of Chilli Summer in Wonderland, Jack serving Jill bucket in his hand, and damn, that's a day, making out that sound, the turntables might wobble, but they don't fall down.
I guess that it can't be no clothes, it's not the popo. They put everything in the chokehold until it's no clothes. They look like a city street, shit and clean clothes. So many self-serving loads.
I guess we all resemble threats. Back then it was a noose around our necks. Now it's a mental noose from the few you choose to protect. And I picture we next. They'd rather see you up in bars, but they see you up in bars. They kill and get an applause instead of indictments. And I can't just blame it on the white men. Cause if we don't give a fuck, then fuck, we acting just like them. But then again, we know that there's a few who join the force so they can serve their ego. And do not serve the people, so they treat us like fecal matter. Like we don't matter, they consider us just data. Not humans, just fucking data. I pledge allegiance like them, so what's the difference? Is it my nappy hair, huh? Is my pigment? Fuck am I missing? We was taught and conditioned that we ought to be princes. And although we was born in this country, there's a deficit. Fourth grade offers a friendly visit at school. Years later, they're gunning down kids that I knew. And all my peers rapping about they Audemars and shoes. All you fucking niggas fools, they're using us like tools. To keep the sheep will amused, to take a peek at my view. Black with a case of blues that ain't even making
tell
a new.
Who can I run to?
The fact the only way a black can make their paper stack is making crack. So I did that, let's take it back. Before oppressed people, we were blessed people. Then we came here and got treated like less equal. So we chose the less evil. Your religion, we adapted it. Waiting on you hand and foot, and still we got your ass to kiss. That type of passiveness has turned you to a masochist. My grandma used to clean up for this white, rich, lavish chick. Saving all her life, she 86 and still ain't half as rich. At the age of 6, made me imagine if when I get grown, would I have to boil my dreams to clean a white lady's home? Make me ignore a life of my own? But these days, I know better. It ain't about the skin, it's about the hatred that you harboring within. You not better than me, I'm not better than you. And when you take your last breath, they gonna bury you too. Act
tell
like you
me
know.
Who can I run to?
Peace and Black Power Family. Welcome to another episode of Through Knowledge Radio, the place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born a Lot. And we are here on our Tuesday Talk Black Thing Tuesday. It's going down today. Talk Black Thing Tuesday. So we got a very special phenomenal guest. Black on the station by special request. I had to search the ethers. I had to search high and low to find my sister, Queen Mother Nakia Tillman, and beg her to come on the platform. She was like, I don't got no time like that. You understand what I'm saying? I was like, please, Queen Mother. She was like, maybe. Let me check my schedule. And I was like, okay. I would appreciate if you give us a moment of your time. She was like, I guess, but I don't have long. So we don't have long for Queen Mother Nakia today, so we gotta make sure that the time that we have is maximized. So if y'all got questions, y'all got comments, y'all got shout-outs, y'all got testimonials, 929-477-1755 is the calling number. Again, 929-477-1755. The Queen Mother, Mother of Majestic, is in the building today. So it becomes my honor and privilege at the time to introduce some and present to others. And welcome back to the platform, Talk Black Thing Tuesday. Her Majesty is in the building. Queen Mother Nakia Tillman is in the building.
Hello?
Yes. Greetings, okay. Your Majesty.
Greetings, mm-hmm. My King. And you know you did not have to beg me. All you have to do was ask.
I had to beseech the throne. Beseech. Act. You know what I'm saying? I had to do the trumpet.
And poof, here I am.
And boom.
I must apologize ahead of time. I've been having these drop calls, probably the area that I'm going to. So if that happens, I will call right back. It's just been wacky this past couple of days. So I'm here.
Tell us about the book. Tell us about the book and the book response. What's going on in the world of Little Margie?
So The Adventures of Little Margie, the book launch went extremely well. I was just so overwhelmed with the support that I got. I had family that came from out west. shout out to my cousins, Anita from Nevada, my cousins from that. My cousin Michael went and got my aunt, his mother from Virginia, and brought her up here. He was like, no, I'm going to get her, and I'm going to bring her up here. So I have family coming from all over. It just was, when I saw them walk through the door, I was just like, I melted. I was like, I couldn't stop crying. People from Hudson, my mother's friends, like, it was a lot of overwhelming support. So, it was amazing. So I and the people that couldn't make it, bought their books early. I had people coming in there that I didn't know was like, no, I heard about the book, just wanted to come support. They came, they got their autographed copy, and it was like, all right, wait for the next book. I was like, oh, so it was just, yeah, I was looking at them like, wait, we got to get through this one first. So yeah. It was really, 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 really amazing. And, I went through, it was a process, and it's been great. Like, I just thanks the universe for everything that I've been able to do with this book and receive. And I'm still, it's up and down a little bit, but now it's starting to slowly climb back up. But I'm not complaining about it. It's, I'm just keep moving forward and keep doing what I'm going to do.
I'm proud. I need like 5 copies of myself, so I got to get with you and get my 5 copies. You know what I'm saying?
You sure can. You sure can.
Yes, I'm proud. Did Majestic film the joint? Are we going to see like the doc series? You know what I'm saying? We get to see Her Majesty shed a couple tears.
He's still fundraising for his for the movie and everything. And that's been, again, he's doing everything himself, and so, but he's trudging along. He seems more positive now, and he's just been script writing. Every time I ask him, I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Mom, I'm writing." I'm like, "Okay, I won't bother you." He's like, "No," I was like, "I'm writing." I'm like, "Okay, go write, get it done." So it's been awesome, and we're happy. We just keep pushing it along. And, hoping to get the support, and hopefully people like what we do.
When is the Nakia movie coming out?
When my son writes it.
That's what I'm talking about.
If he writes it,
Don't that feel good, though, to say that when my son writes it?
Yeah, it does. He don't even know. He's like, Mom, I got me. You worry about you. And, he said, I'm going to be all right. I'm like, I know, but if I come up, you come up. He's like, no. You go ahead and work your book. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, oh. He's amazing.
Look at that love right there.
Yeah. But so everything, it's going just now. I'm trying to create an even bigger platform. One of my other best friends, she's going to help me create even a wider platform and everything. So we're going to sit down Saturday. She was down there. She lives in Atlanta. So we had to make sure she was safe, because she wasn't in the path of that storm, but she still got from the weather change. She wasn't feeling well. So we're going to reconnect this weekend and get this thing moving, hopefully on a bigger platform.
Right.
And so, trying to make Lil Margie a thing.
Lil Margie is a thing.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. So that's pretty much it. Just working, learning how to market better. Of course, I had to have my son, because I'm like, I don't know Instagram and all that stuff. So he was like, nope, you got to be able to get on it. You got to be able to do it and promote yourself on here. That's another way. So I'm just, I'm learning. I'm learning how to do these things. So it's a process.
Yeah, I would encourage you to go on every platform that they have available, every one of them. Don't just settle for the big three.
No. I'm going. Lil Margie
needs to be everywhere. You look at everywhere.
Yeah.
You look on places where people buy books. They go to frequent those books. You see what I'm saying? Like you go to those places, you know, they have social sites for readers, you know, so go everywhere that where these eyes are and ensure that you are making yourself known in those places. And just like you said, the call dropped, so we're going to get it together over here. And like that, like Shazam, just like that, it's back with us. You understand?
I know. It went, keep going off. Oh, okay. I'm like, I thought I went off again. I was about to say, no. I had to call this company. Like, and it's funny because my phone never, I never have a drop call. Now all of a sudden I'm getting these drop calls. I'm like, oh.
Okay.
But yeah, so now I'm trying.
Yeah, and anybody who actually purchased the book, you know, any of your family members, and we lost her again, so we just waited a little second right here. So if y'all got any questions, any comments, anything y'all want to share, 929-477-1755 is the call-in number. Have Her Majesty Queen Nakia in the building. She is in the building. It's going down. Prevention's a little margin. Look out for the cartoon. Look out for the movie. Look out for the web series. Look out for the series of the series. Lil Marty is definitely on the rise. So look out for everything I just said. Look out for the Lil Marty comic book. Look out for the movie. Look out for the web series. Look out for the documentary behind the scenes. Look out for everything, Lil Marty over everything.
Hello. See, and I just had three back-to-back drop calls. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I'm going to get into you real quick. Well, you said everything you needed to say about for me, so I don't need to say anything because you just said it before the call drops again. Oh, my God. That's crazy. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, I hear you.
Okay. Oh, my God. So, yeah, this is going to – not a lot of things stress me out, but that's – like, my phone is being rude, and I don't like that.
It's all good.
So I don't want to miss. Yeah, so, but yeah, that's
breath.
All. I'm just, but
good.
That's all. That's all that's going on with me is just trying to get it out there, trying to get some thick skin, trying not to take, you know, the nose personal.
Yeah, no, cannot. You know,
yep.
And what I'm saying is everybody who actually bought the book already, you know, ask them to do a short video if they got the, you know, them skills, or if they don't have those skills, write a review, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And get that out there because, you know, that's the first thing people do when they don't know about something, they go read reviews. So
making
them available,
right.
Asking people to write reviews. To do some video testimonies that you can use as marketing tools to, you know, continue to establish your brand in the right fashion. You know, these are your loved ones. These, you know, these are your people. These are your supporters. So, you know, empower them to use that support, you know, publicly. Take some pictures,
sure will.
Book, whatever. You know, get all that stuff together and give it to Majestic and tell him to make you a boom-bastic, boom-boom-boom-boom promo that we can, you know, we can push it. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
You send it to me, I can push it. I send it to some people that push it, you know, and, you know, we got to check your schedule to see if you're available for some interviews in a couple of places.
God.
Some book signings.
All you got to do is ask.
All of that, you know? I'm just saying because I know you got, you know, stuff going on, so I'm just saying with these, you know, other platforms that you can appear on and, you know, tell your story, share your story.
I definitely will.
You know what I'm saying? I got spoiled over here, you know. So it's just good to be able to, you know, create opportunities to facilitate this experience. You know, your story is so rich and your family is so loving and kind and strong. So
thank you.
It's really like a gift.
Thank you. I know we definitely appreciate it. And like I said, all you got to do is let me know and you know, we'll make it work however we need to make it work.
Right.
So I definitely appreciate it. That will never be an issue with me. So just so you know,
that's
brother
good.
Knowledge.
That's hey, that's what's happening. You know what I'm saying? That is
yeah.
just happening right there. That's what we're here
yeah.
for. You know, that's really yeah. what this show is about. That's like the mandate. If you ever hear me slipping, tripping, doing something different, after you smack me upside my head and say, remember what you're doing this for, young man. I'll be like, yes, queen mother. But all right, now,
yeah.
you got to it.
Yeah. yeah. So, I mean, I had somebody did that to me the other day, about 2 weeks ago when I was stressing about it. My boyfriend, he was like, listen, I got you. You know what you're doing this for, so get it done. And, yeah, buck up. We got this. I was like, oh, you know what? You're right. So, yeah. And Majestic, he was another one. He was like, Mom, you got this. You got this. I was like, okay. Well, I'm excited, and I'm excited that, you know, people are enjoying the book. And I will definitely do what you suggested. I got some reviews. I got a couple of reviews already, so I'll just keep pushing more. Like, if you read it, just go on my, you know, and start letting them know that. Because a lot of people were never buying it. I didn't say anything about the reviews. I just totally was so excited that they bought the book. I forgot to say, listen, put a review in when you read it. Because then a lot of them, and I have a lot of older Black women, was like, I have grandkids, but they were like, I want this for me. And I was like, oh. I was like, oh, okay. So that was dope. I thought that was amazing.
Yes, and whenever you want to do a little Margie show over here, you want to get some people together and have them call in and talk about the book, you can do that
as
well.
Okay. I sure will. Once I get my phone fixed and figure out what's going on, I sure will. But did you want me to say anything else about the book?
Yes. Everything.
So, Little The Adventures of Little Margie is now on sale. You can get it through the website. It's one word, theadventuresoflilwixsite.com/Margie. That's the Adventures of Lil Wixsite. I'm sorry, theadventuresoflil.wixsite.com/Margie. You can email me at lilmargie777@gmail.com for any questions, comments about the book, you know, or, you know, have a conversation about it when you have time. And I'm definitely open to that because I love talking about it. So, you know, I'm there to answer any questions you may have. And if you have the book and you want to, you know, something you need me to clarify or anything, just, you know, you can email me. And the website, you can get in contact with me on the website as well.
Yes, and how do people contact you for book signings? You know what I'm saying? How can they get you in that city, you know?
You can just email.
City, around the globe, everywhere, you know what I'm saying?
You can email lilmargie777@gmail.com. I am a very nice person. All you got to do is email me and say and have a conversation with me.
Yeah, right.
I'm not one of those, oh, well, that is not my energy. It will never be my energy. So you need to talk to me, just email me. It's just easy as that.
You got to do a book sign. You got to get you to these Carolinas, some of these other places. You gotta,
I would love to come
busy.
There.
Got to have you busy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How cute.
Q is back in school, and Q is he's not liking the homework aspect of it. But I told him, I said, listen, that's life. You're always going to have something that you don't like to do, but you have to get it done anyways. And so he said, okay. And, I mean, it's second grade, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, you know, this – from the way he's going through it, it's not hard. It's just him – he just doesn't want to do it. You know, he wants to come home, relax, eat a snack, and just chill out. And I'm like, no, you come home, do your homework, you know, eat your snack, and then you can chill out. There's a process to that. I said, you're getting older, so things are going to get a little more stricter around here as far as what you can do, you know, and stuff. And I said, because now you got, you know, you got to get ready for your next day.
Right.
So he's just like, you know, he's battling. Of course, he battles with me. He doesn't battle with his father. His father is like, look, boom, 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 it's done. And he does it. He's happy to do it. But with me, it's like, I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm like, whatever.
Different kind of love.
Yeah. But he does it. So, but he's great. He's amazing. He's so smart. He's very smart. He's funny.
Keep him on task. Let him do have him do everything that he needs to get done, and then he can chill. You know, just let him.
Yeah, that's what I told him.
Get it done. Boom, that's it.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened. As soon as it was done, I said, now the rest of the evening is yours until, you know, bedtime. He just looked at me. I said, I told you, I'm not gonna make your life difficult. So, but he's just funny. He amazes me. He makes me laugh. So, but he's doing well. Thank you. Yeah. So, is there anything else, my brother?
Oh, one of these days we're going to discuss the weird. So after you hear my side of the story.
Okay. And I won't say anything disrespectful right now until we have that conversation. 2 hours. I will not be rude. I will not say what's in my mind. I will leave it for next time. And I'm telling you though, next time I'm gonna give it to you raw and uncut about my feelings about that movie. So just be prepared.
You could actually give it to me now, and then after you hear my breakdown of The Wiz, then you could probably say, okay, I could kind of see what you're saying, or nah, I still feel the same way I do. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I know, I get it, but I'm going to leave my energy for the next time because it just enrages me. All I'm going to say is, I'm going to leave you with this. They flushed the beautiful Mabel King down the toilet with a plunger. I'm going to just leave you with that until the next time.
It has a significance. It does.
That flushing a black woman down the toilet. I now can't wait to hear it. All right. Yes. I love you. I got to go.
Love you too, sis. All right. We're out of here. We're about to be out of here. Catch me later on in the RBG World League with my brother RBG's Far Boss and Brandon Bay. We're going to be doing the late night breakdown of The Wiz. Because he's The Wiz. And he lives in Harlem.
The call dropped again, so I'm just going to say goodbye. Hello?
Yeah,
it dropped again, so I'm just going to say goodbye because I don't want that to happen.
He's The Wiz and he lives in Harlem. So let me see what we got over here. Shout out to everybody for listening. Subscribe to the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/DoTheKnowledgeRadio. That's DoTheKnowledgeRadio. Shout out to my sister, Queen Mother Nikia Tillman. Make sure you go get that book, Lil Margie. You're going to get some and actually give some away on the platform. So you get a chance to get a free copy. Tune in. We'll do some giveaways. Got some giveaways for you. So, subscribe to the show. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, Blue Knots Radio on YouTube. And subscribe. You can follow the show on Twitter at Knowledge115 on Twitter. And on Instagram, Knowledge115357. And if you are feeling generous to support the platform, you can do so via PayPal, paypal.me/DoTheKnowledgeRadio, and via Cash App, cash.me/$KnowledgeBornAllah. Got projects going on, giving away scholarships, doing a lot of work. So, you know, whatever you can do to help support us. And the apparel line is coming. We had some testers go out, and it was well received. So, DTK Apparel. .com is in the process of being built, and it will be fully functional within the time frame of this 1,000 episode celebration, which will happen on September September 21st, 9 p.m. 9 p.m.? I believe it's 9 p.m. 7 p.m., I believe. Really is 7 p.m. So it's going down. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be a movie. It's going to be a celebration. It's going to be a party. Check us out this weekend, this Saturday, for the first annual RBG Music Festival. It's going to be epic. Still get your tickets now. You can get your tickets and you can pay on site. So pull up to Atlanta. Atlanta. 1277 Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, the Dean Fruit Orchard, 30313, Atlanta. 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. going down. 30 acts, vendors coming from everywhere. It's going to be epic. Be in the building. Be in the building. So with that, say peace, love, and black power. Catch us tomorrow, Warrior Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with the National Men's Defense and Black Lives Liberation Party, the National W. Field March, and the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under the leadership and guidance of National Chairwoman, our modern-day Queen of Zinga, General Crystal Muhammad, Minister Kingston, Samir Shabazz will be in the building. It is going down. Thinking Out Loud Thursday, we got Sister Alima Njai, a.k.a. Lili La Poete Spigs, will be in the building. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday. Going down. Be live from Atlanta on Friday, live from Atlanta on Saturday, live from Atlanta on Sunday. It's going down. You don't want to miss this epic event. It's happening. All right.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
I'm so ready to get back home and out this bad dream. They won't believe it when I tell them all the things I've seen. And when we finally meet the Wiz, he better not be mean. Or I do him like that witch Anderson for Evelyn. Oh, you wanna try me? Wanna see if I'm lying? Guaranteed there'll be more than some monkeys flying. And to be quite honest, I'm tired of y'all dudes with all your issues that have me so confused. And at first, I was like, hold up, wait. Are y'all a sign that indicates the next guy that wants to date? I really hope the Wiz can solve all our problems. But do you think he can turn my shoes into red bottoms? I'm just saying. I think that'll be kind of dope to see, you know. Never mind.
Hey, I need some brain. Wait, I need a brain. You'll find I'll be saying some shit if you get what I'm saying. She think I'm dumb and I'm playing, but I'll be serious. Who is that a poodle under your skirt? I'm curious. Yeah, I used to scare crows. Now I attract crows. All these birds love me from my pimp hat to my Mac clothes. I'm caught up on the crossroads. Soon as I get down, I'm smacking the crow. I'm short-tempered, hard to reason since he stole my mind. When I see the Wiz, I'm kicking ass, pretending the lion. Dorothy and Toto up and down the yellow bricks. If I only had a brain, I could lie. That's irrelevant.
Emeralds? The whole city? Oh yeah, let's get it.
Yo, where the Wizard at? Fuck the titties, that is a back, he ain't got no heart, it's a clack. Back it up, I'm a born villain, not opposed to skullduggery. My chrome eliminate fuckery. That's the problem. Wherever I go, they think I wanna rob them.
They're kinda right though.
Whatever, man, it's that clever man. I got the shit to get the heart to stop this shit. Tired of ducking cops and shit. Get the shovels out on the yellow brick road. Pack the chrome and vape the Wizard in his zip code. And if that damn Wizard don't see it all the way, then we committing that strong arm robbery.
Lions and tigers and bears?
Oh my.
Somebody screaming lions and tigers and bears coming. I see a Tim and a scarecrow and a girl and my cousin. I should get some toes down and pretend that I'm thugging. That's what I wanted was, but exactly it wasn't. I supposed to be king of the forest, it's my prison. I'm a living oxymoron, know I'm more on living. I was born a lion, inside I feel like a kitten. My exterior ferocious, my inside isn't. My roar's me crying, defense mechanism. Would count sheep to go to sleep, but I'm scared of them. If I only had the nerve, I'd persist. serving them. I'm seeking the wizard, that's my final decision.